Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
It's 3 o'clock on Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
Y'all smoking the competition. Oh, come on, tell me how that feel, baby. Oh,
stop it, Rich. Stop it. Ricky Rose. I'm going to do my Ricky Rose.
Thanks for making us your sports station.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Happy Friday, everybody. Hope you're having a great day. It is Dukes and Bell. Mark Zeno is in for Mike. Coming up, we'll go behind enemy lines and talk to Destin Adams, Colts beat writer, about this team and what to expect on Sunday. Also, we'll get to our picks of the week. Apparently, Mike's calling in. Now, he's overseas. The guys just told me. I said, have we heard from him? And he has texted you back. Day-day, that is correct. And he will be calling in for our picks of the week.
That is correct.
All right. Because if he didn't, he was going to go 0-3.
Yes, okay? He would have been an 0-4.
Yeah, but he says he's going to call in.
Oh, so you do three picks a week.
Three picks against the spread, over-under.
Who's winning?
Day-day's in the lead right now. It's close.
Are you guys beating the morning show? Because I saw the smack talk up on the window over there at the office.
You go ahead and do
it. Well, they all don't pick.
Yeah, they
only
don't.
Only two of them pick.
Yeah, only two of them pick. It's not a combined thing. But from what I heard
just do winning percentages.
Yeah, I was going to say, this past weekend, it sounded like Mike and Bo both took a big L, so they're kind of more back to the pack. So I think I'm kind of closer to where they are. They might have me by a game or two. But percentage-wise, as a show, yes, they're probably still winning.
They're not that good, though.
You said it, not me.
What do you mean they're not that good?
I think he's dissing us right now in an attempt.
No.
As you talk about them, you're saying that we're worse than the people who aren't very good. I picked up on that sentence.
That's one way to look at that.
Yes.
Jeez, dear Lord. My God.
I don't think he was going there, but.
Yeah, seriously, my God.
That's what I heard.
Only because I said it. If somebody else said the same thing, you'd be like, yeah.
Well, yeah, that's right.
No, I don't know what their percentage is, but yeah, we've been playing this back and forth with Bo and leaving notes and whatnot, but they've not reached out about any of that, have they? Not really.
Not really.
Yeah.
Not since the initial banter.
Yeah. All right. Well,
because as Eno says, they're not very good.
Okay. Well, I'll take your word for it.
Just giving them a little motivation, that's all.
We will do our picks coming up here at the bottom of the hour, so stay tuned for that. Around 3:40-ish, actually, we'll mention the picks, and we'll get the latest on the standings and all of that as we head into another weekend of big college football. By the way, what game are you looking forward to this weekend? Not just NFL, college football-wise. Which game, is there a game you're looking forward to? Because we're about to get into rivalry weekend here in a couple of weeks, right? Where going into Thanksgiving, you know, talking about Georgia Tech, Texas A&M, Michigan, Ohio State. You're going to have all of that going on the weekend of Thanksgiving. But as I've said, this is the month where you either get made or you're broke.
Right.
One of the two. But is there a game you're looking forward to?
I mean, Texas Tech is my best bet of the week. So this Fugazi BYU stuff needs to end.
You're just not buying BYU?
Not at all. Not with your money.
They're not going to stay close in this game?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I mean, I have it at 9.5 because I got it earlier in the week. But even at 10, I don't think the point matters.
You think it's a double-digit win? Easy. Okay.
Texas Tech is just – they're so good in the trenches. They have the best pass rush in the country.
It's still 10.5 right now.
Yeah, 10. It's 10.5, yeah.
Okay. All right.
So.
Yeah, I actually want to see if a couple of these schools bounce back from what we've seen here the last couple of weeks. And again, when you start talking about the major matchups, look, nobody's talking about LSU and what they're going to show up and do against Alabama.
I keep looking at this game, right? And here's the thing.
It's not like the talent's not there.
No, and the thing is, their defense is really good.
Mm-hmm.
And their defense wasn't the problem, it was, I guess, against A&M. But, overall on the whole, their defense hasn't been the problem this year. It's their offense that's been stalling and sputtering. And it's like, can Alabama put up 30 on LSU? Both teams had a bye. They've had an extra week to prepare. So
Games in Tuscaloosa.
Games in Tuscaloosa. It's a revenge spot for Alabama. And, they know this is the last real hurdle that they really have to clear. They get Oklahoma at home. I don't think they're going to pose a threat. And really till the Iron Bowl, which would be Auburn's Super Bowl this year because there's nothing left for them. But I don't think that Auburn is even in the same conversation as Alabama. So they just finished, they finished that gauntlet of four straight ranked opponents, got a win against them all. And now they're into this spot in the schedule here where they got these two teams in between before ranked Oklahoma where it's like, let's just get through this and get to our next big game that we have to worry about. So it's a tough spot to figure out, but it is a night game in Alabama and a revenge spot for – I'm not going to be surprised at either outcome. Like if Alabama came out and won 31-17, it wouldn't shock me at all. In the same respect, if it ended up being 23-20 – in favor of Alabama or even LSU 23-20, that wouldn't surprise me either. I don't think the Tide are losing this game, but there's a world where it's obviously close.
If I would have told you at the beginning of the season that Indiana would be ranked number 2 and Penn State would be 3-5 and their coaches fired, you would have called me a liar. That is what's happening.
The coaches fired part would have, I would have called you a liar.
That's what's happening Saturday. Indiana's number 2, they're 9-0, and they're taking on a 3-5 Penn State, and they are a 14.5-point favorite.
On
the road!
I literally, before the show, got to the window on Indiana. It took me like 4 or 5 days because,
they're good.
Kurt Cignetti is basically John Kreese. Cobra Kai show, no mercy. he does not care. No mercy. None.
Yes, it's a...
He will keep his foot on the gas pedal for all four quarters. They could be up 35-6. And if they're in scoring position in the fourth quarter, guess what? He's scoring 42.
Yeah.
He's not holding back at all. He does not care about your soul, your feelings, your emotions, or anything. He wants to rip your heart out in front of you. By the way, have you seen a look-ahead line for Indiana, Ohio State?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Ohio State minus 3.5. Give me all the Indiana. Give me all the Hoosiers in that spot.
Well, we're about to find out how real they are. This is that stretch in the season. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We got more football to get to. Let's get to 4th and 1.
It's time for 4th and 1 on Dukes and Bell.
First down, let's get this right now.
All the NFL news and notes you need as we drive for the touchdown on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Look, I don't think the Raiders are a better team than the Broncos, but this is how you get fired. Zeno, explain to me how Brock Bowers got one pass last night. One pass. One reception. He's your best player. And then Pete Carroll, after the game, had this to say about not getting Brock Bowers involved.
We're trying all day long. The calls were going that way, and the ball just didn't get there. We didn't try to, disguise it and not go to him. We had calls one after another, and they did a nice job of getting guys on him.
Okay, that's how you get fired, Pete. I know you're about to be 75 or whatever it is. That's how you get fired. I don't think Pete Carroll's surviving the 3 years before the Raiders get good, but Brock Bowers is like the only thing. So the reason why to watch the Raiders.
What I guess is more baffling to me is how the hell did Geno Smith play that well in Seattle for 3 years? He's terrible. He's awful. He's not a good quarterback. I don't know what he did in Seattle, what Pete Carroll, what sort of pixie dust he spread over him in Seattle, but he's what's holding that offense back. Well, and not only that, they have no blocking. Ashton Jeanthe has got nowhere to run.
No, and he's a talented back, but that offensive line has been broke. Speaking of bad, you mentioned it, 12 interceptions, leads the league. He's got 11 touchdowns and 12 picks. He had another one last night. Not his fault. It was a tip ball. Should have been caught, but still goes down as a pick for him. You're right. Geno is awful. So I think it's one and done for Geno, and it may be one and done for Pete Carroll. I just think those things like Brock Bowers, I don't care if we're going to lose. I'm throwing the ball to Brock Bowers 12 times at least last night. And he gets one ball. Meanwhile, Let's hear from Aaron Glenn, because everybody's talking about the trades this week. Trade deadline came and went. Jets were big movers and shakers, and Aaron Glenn discussed it.
I want this to be a team that the fans are proud of. But again, I never said that we're going to be proud of them right now. At some point, I want this to be a team that this that the fans are proud of. And I still stick with that, you know, and I will still say that. This is a team that the fans will be proud of. And I'm not going to get into the patience and all that type of crap that you always hear. But I will tell you this. Our guys are working. We're going to continue to work. And, again, I'm going to stand by that statement. I want this to be a team that the fans are proud of. So don't let go of the rope. You've heard me say that before. And just continue to watch us work.
You buy in Aaron Glenn? Do you think he's going to be the coach that turns things around for the Jets and maybe gets them back to the playoffs since Rex Ryan did it?
I mean, if they get the quarterback right, that's what it boils down to. And I don't think Kyler Murray is who they're going after.
I think that's a mistake, too.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't know that the reclamation project, Kyler Murray fits into that mold. It's not that he started low and is then going to rise. He started high and has been going low ever since. And that's, you know, the exact opposite of the reclamation project. So, but I do believe, look, them making these moves signals this is a pass year for Aaron Glenn. They're not counting the grades. They're not counting the scores. This is just a year that doesn't count against his record. They'll give him a fresh start with his first year. This is year zero of the Aaron Glenn. Next year will be year one.
Zeno, tell me what you think about the Monday night game. I think it's very intriguing. Eagles-Packers. The Green Bay Packers are favored, as we speak, by 1.5 points. They're at home in Green Bay. That's why. But this could determine, down the road, who has home field in the NFC. Eagles are 6-2, Packers 5-2, 5-2-1. This is what Nick Sirianni was saying about Micah Parsons and the impact that he's already making for the Packers.
Parsons is a phenomenal football player that can hurt you in many different ways. It just creates a lot of disruption. I think sometimes you think about it just only in the pass game. He creates a lot of disruption in the run game. So much respect to the player.
I mean, the good thing for the Eagles is that they're used to seeing Micah Parsons.
True.
They know exactly what he can do and exactly how to work around him as best they can, and they've done it with success before. So I don't think they're too worried about it. I will ask if the Packers are wearing those stupid meat helmets again, because when you wear stupid uniforms, you play stupid. And the Packers played stupid in those uniforms. That's why they lost. Stop wearing stupid uniforms.
I don't think they're going to stop wearing.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Stupid uniforms.
The police. Some of these uniforms are stupid.
They're very stupid, but I don't think they're going to stop wearing these.
Money, baby. Money. But I do like the Eagles.
I do, too. And they won, I think, last week with no A.J. Brown. Look, they can win a variety of ways. This is a very talented team, and they're deep. I just think everybody's caught up in all the stuff that's happening, and you're not maybe paying attention to how good the Eagles are. It's still a fundamentally run the football team, and Saquon's not having the kind of season he had last year.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.